remind you that if you have anything you need to ask about CYC, you better hurry. It's coming up this weekend. If you have any questions about that, see James Blunkall. If you're trying to find James and can't get to him, I may be able to help you. It just depends on what you're wanting to know, but we'll get it handled. But you'd better hurry. I just want to remind you that that's this week. I know they're excited about it as well. And be prayerful for not only the safety of those that are going. We've got a good number going. Be prayerful for their safety, but also about what takes place up there, and that it'll be beneficial to the spiritual well-being and growth of those that attend. We're not going to project this morning as we usually do. We won't do that this morning. Titled the lesson this morning, I Have the Connection. Now, understand that when I say I have the connection, I believe I do. But this is also you have the connection. This is we. I have the connection. I want you to believe that you have, that you can say the same thing. I have the connection. Connections are important, are they not? Whether that's always best, whether our world, our life should always go that way and it should be that important or that powerful, I'm just saying that it is. It just is. Connections matter. They get you places. They get you things. They get you positions. They get you whatever. And I understand that some in this room, in a room this size with this many people, it wouldn't take many of us to be able to say, yes, and I will go to my grave believing I was more qualified than the person that got the role, but they had the connection, so I don't buy into the idea that things should be that way. Well, I understand that, and many would say that. I'm just saying that it is. Connections matter. I remember several years ago when I was in the same role that I've been in the last 15 or 16 now years at World Christian Broadcasting. I was in that same role at Ezel Harding Christian School. And back then, we needed to have a fundraising dinner for a new football field house. And so the president came and he said, how do you want to do this? How are we going to do this? We need to raise X amount of dollars. What do you think? How do you think we should structure this campaign? That sort of thing. So I'm talking to him about all this, and we meet with some board members. We carve all that out. We're going to have this dinner as a portion of a kickoff to the campaign. And I don't want to spend a lot of money, but I want it to be a great night. We're trying to raise money. We don't want to spend too much money on this. And so, but we got to do what we got to do. How can we do this? And we're going to have this dinner. And I needed to feed and invite 500 people there. And so we structured it as we did, but I didn't want to spend a lot of money. And so here's what I told him I believed we could do. I believe that we can feed the multitudes for free. I believe we can do that. He said, there's no way we'll feed 500 people for free. I said, well, just hang on. And I believe we need to have some powerful entertainment. And I believe we can do that. And I believe we can do that without paying much, if anything. Well, I don't know who you're talking about or whatever, but powerful entertainment, that's going to be, you know, good luck. I said, well, I believe we can do that. And I told him some other things I thought we could get done to make this thing go as it needed to go to kick off this important campaign with all these people. And what he did not know is I said, well, because it's in the fall and because it's about football, it's not going to be like white tablecloths and you know, and all this kind of stuff. It just, we need to match where we are, what it's for, and so on. Let's scale it down a little bit and let's make this thing a chili supper. Why are we going to do this? And so we'll have other stuff with it, but let's make a big chili supper. Well, how are we going to do that for free? Well, my brother is the president of Vietti Chili. That's what I told him. So I called my brother. I need to feed 500 people and I don't want to pay for it. And he went, all right, just like that. All right. You know, that sort of thing. Okay. Well, we're going to have other things. What other things are we going to have? Well, what goes? We've got to, well, where are we going to buy all that? We're going to get them at Kroger. Well, Kroger doesn't give stuff away. Well, I'm going to call my friend from college, Danny Seal, who's way up with Kroger. Danny, I need to feed 500 people. Here's what we're doing. I need this, 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 and I don't want to pay for it. All right. Well, we're going to have entertainment. We're going to have big time entertainment. How are we going to do that? And you say, well, we're, Oh, Diamond Rio. Raise your hand if you know Diamond Rio. Yeah, okay, Diamond Rio. You're going to get Diamond Rio and you're going to get them here for free. No. But I can get Marty Rowe, the lead singer, to come. He's the voice anyway. He can come and he can do his own thing by himself. And I believe I can get him for free. Well, how are you going to do that? Well, he went to Lipscomb. So, well, he likes my dad. You're going to have your dad call him. Maybe. Well, he and my sister sung in chorus together there at the university. Well, do you know him personally? Well, I've been around him a couple times, met him, but no, we're not friends or anything like that. Ah, but his younger brother is a very good friend of mine. I'm going to call him, and he's going to call his brother. He calls his brother. He said, this is what I told him. Andy wants to feed 500 people, and he wants you to perform, and he doesn't want to pay for it. But this was the kicker. The kicker was, his best friend and his best man in his wedding was a friend of mine, and he had two daughters at that school. You're going to do it for your daughters. That's what you're going to do, right? You're going to do it for your daughters. And he did. Then there was the lighting company that had the gall to charge me $89. I asked for free. When you know the right people, you can get some things accomplished. I want you to know the people that were up here a few minutes ago. I want you to know, if you haven't before, I want you to know and get to know Buddy Neal. I've spent the night in Buddy Neal's home as a child. Buddy and my dad are very, 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 very close. Have been for a long time. Well, and my mom and Miss Dale, I didn't mean to leave you out. My mom would shoot me for that. We've known this to be a fabulous, godly family for all of our lives as a family. And I am thrilled. When I got a call from one of the elders a couple of weeks back and said, we were thinking about this. What do you think about this? I said, do it as fast as you can. And I'm glad he's here. And he has our respect as a family. He has my respect personally. And I believe he has respect in, I know he has respect in this room. And for those of you that can't say that yet, but just because you haven't known him, it won't take long to have that respect. We're thankful that he's come here. I want you to know him. I want you to know these three guys that have been placed before the congregation as deacons, and I want you to pray for them, and I want you to pray for all of our deacons. I want you to pray for their families, because the truth of the matter is, most of the congregation has no idea everything that goes on behind the scenes without a fanfare or without a, hey, I need to make an announcement. And they get up and they make an announcement and say, I want you to know I was down at the church building for 3 hours on Thursday afternoon working on this. Well, why were you doing that? Well, I just noticed that it needed to be done. And I wanted the congregation to know that that's the kind of man I am. I need to let them know that I was down here doing that. See, they're not going to do that. And most of us don't understand all that takes place behind the scenes and the work and service from our deacons and even their families. I want you to pray for them. And I want you to pray for Ed as he steps into a role that is often misunderstood and certainly can feel like from time to time a thankless task, I'm sure. and for Tana. Our elders' wives have to deal with a lot of stuff. Not just ours, but elders' wives anywhere have to deal with a lot of stuff. They have to support that husband in his role. And yet their support sometimes can come with a desire to walk in the building the next time the door is open and go straight to somebody and say, "Will you please stop," you know, whatever. They have to have the confidentiality sometimes that the elder has to have, and maybe that can be difficult. They have to pray for people that the elders are praying about, and sometimes that can be difficult. They have to know that it'll take time, and that's time maybe away from home occasionally. And that's time that is taken away from them individually and personally. And that can be difficult. And I want you to understand the value of those that step up and serve in various roles. And understand this, a man doesn't have to do that. And there have been plenty of good and godly men that are great servants of the church and continue to do everything they would have done anyway had that title been theirs. We don't get hung up on titles, or we shouldn't. But I hope you'll be busy in prayer for the following couple of weeks and in continuation for those that serve in any roles in this congregation in particular specific ways, and understand the power that it brings and the opportunity that it brings our way and the sacrifice that is theirs. I want you to make those connections. In the meantime, I also want you to make another or understand another connection that you have. Matthew chapter 12, verses 46 through 50, I want to read to you. You heard a reading earlier from Romans chapter 8, verses 28 and 29, which reminds us that the Lord Jesus Christ is our brother. I want you to read or hear from Matthew chapter 12, verses 46 through 50. While Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brother stood outside wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside wanting to speak to you." He replied to him, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" Pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." Going over to Hebrews chapter 2 and verses 9 through 11. "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone, in bringing many sons to glory." Many sons to glory. "It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of their salvation," obviously talking about Jesus, "the author of their salvation perfect through suffering, both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers." You may know very, very well, maybe better than I do, I believe I know quite well, the value of a brother. I have an older brother. I have an older sister. And there are times in which it's in younger years that he was quite protective of me. He's always been quite protective. He's quite protective of me. There were times when he did things that would have been good for me that I could not have done for myself. There were times when he protected me from people. There were times when he got things accomplished that benefited me. He was a big brother. And you can tell the same or similar stories, I'm sure, about various family members, brother or sister. I believe I understand the value of a brother. And that's a connection that goes to our grave. So is this one. He is not ashamed to say, you are his brother. Well, when you have a brother, that means you have the value of a name. You have the value of a name. There are societies in our nation and in our world that are kind of funny. I didn't realize there was a John Smith Society. Do you know what you have to be to be a part of the John Smith Society? I bet you could guess. I sure hope you could guess. You just got to be John Smith. They don't let David Brown be in the John Smith Society. They don't let Mike Jones be in the John Smith Society. But John Smith gets to be in the John Smith Society. And it's about a name. It's a recognition and a celebration, I guess, of a name. I got pulled over by a Metro policeman when I was a senior in high school. And I had three friends in the car with me, and I was not speeding, but we had just rolled our coral director's yard. And a neighbor called, and a policeman sat, and he lived right next door to the Lipscomb campus, and a policeman sat and watched us do it, watched us finish from a parking lot at Lipscomb, and then watched us walk back to the car and go out and do that, and then he just followed us. Hey, guys. I pulled over. He said, hey, guys. And I said that, which I'm sure you have no trouble believing I said. I said to my three friends, y'all let me do the talking. Roll the window down. Good evening, officer. Hey, guys. What y'all been up to tonight? Oh, well, our high school had a football game just a little bit ago. We went to the high school game tonight. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, what'd you do after that? Well, we went over to Crystal. A bunch of us went over to Crystal and just sat around and ate. Oh, that's good. I like Crystal. Well, what'd you do after that? Well, we just, a couple of guys needed to pick a couple of things up at Kroger. Oh, yeah, I like Kroger. What'd you do after that? Can I ask you a question, officer? Sure. You already know this answer, don't you? I do. All right. License? Oh. Where do you go to high school? Right here. Y'all play football tonight? Yeah. Who'd you play? We played Nashville Christian School. Oh. How'd that go? Oh, we killed them. It was 27-0. They're not very good. Stepped right in it. Oh. I went to Nashville Christian. Oh, boy. One of the guys in the back, great going, Conley. He looks at the license. Conley. You go to school here. Conley. Is your dad Marlon Conley? Yes, sir. He said, that means your brother is Phil Conley. Yes, sir. Well, how's he doing? Oh, he's doing great. Well, he and I played ball against each other all throughout high school, and he's a great guy. I hadn't seen him in a while. What's he doing now? We went through all that. And he goes, well, y'all have fun. Listen, just don't do that anymore tonight, and I wish you wouldn't do it at all, but I like the Conleys. It's in a name. At least it was that night. It's in a name. My name is in the book of life. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I rise above all doubt and strife and read my title clear. I know my name is there. I know my name is written there. It's in a name. If I'm his brother, I share his name. And that name takes me places. Philippians 2 and verse 9 says, that name, by the way, is a name above every other name. Proverbs 22 and verse 1 reminds us that a good name is more desirable than great riches, and that name is more than good. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer. You know, some names aren't going to take you very far. I don't ever hear a church birth announcement. I don't know that I've ever heard or seen a church birth announcement. We're excited to announce that, you know, John and Jennifer Smith have a new baby girl, Jezebel. And she waves. You just don't ever hear that, do you? I don't know if there are many families in our nation with the last name H-I-T-L-E-R. But if so, I would doubt that when they had a baby boy, they would name him Adolf. What's in a name? More than we sometimes admit. What's in a name? Power. What's in this name? Everything. If he's my brother, I have his name. If he's my brother, I have his protection. We all have stories of brother protection, maybe. John chapter 15 and John chapter 16 remind us of Jesus' conversation with his disciples, those that he loves and those that would come later, and he would reference the helper. Oh, but when the helper comes, this is going to happen. Now, there's two different things going on there. There is the helper that will guide them, the disciples, to become apostles into all truth so that they can be walking New Testaments for an early church that didn't have one. And so there's that idea of, and when the helper comes. But then there is that promise helper, that promise comforter, the all that are in Christ, all that then are his brothers, all that take on his name. The name above all names. The name that takes you places. And the name of protection. Repent therefore and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sins. And you will receive a gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit. The helper. The comforter. The protection. Because in that family name, because he's my brother, in that family name comes the family benefits. In the family name comes the benefits of the brother, the protections of the brother. And so I don't just have a name that I could not have had created for myself or earned for myself, but I have a protection. Matthew 11, 28 through 30, come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Matthew 28, verse 20, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. I have a name and I have a protection and I have an understanding. I have a shared experience. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15 and 16. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 8. That he understands me from the things he himself has suffered. He's tempted in all points like I am, yet without sin, Hebrews 4:15. He's called the Son of Man for a reason. He has an identification. I have a brother that can identify not only in name, not only with protection, but also in an understanding that man cannot bring me. And I have, because of a name, because of a connection, I have an inheritance. I don't know if I had looked it up last night what the first thing in Google would have told me. Maybe I'll check it and let you know. Or you just check it when you get home. But Google will say that a certain percentage will show that a certain percentage of the American population at death will pass assets to their family. They don't have to. Right now there are children in the room that aren't going to like what I'm about to say, but the Bible doesn't demand that's done at all. But they do. I know people that are in wealthy families that say they have plenty. We're giving our whole estate away to good works. That happens in churches. It's happened in this one. It's happened recently. But some large percentage of the American population is going to give assets away either totally or a large portion of that to family. Inheritance. The statistics will stagger you, will confound common sense as to how many of those people will spend every bit of that inheritance within 6 months. Massive amounts will spend every bit of that inheritance within 6 months. That's why some don't leave it to them, because they don't think they can trust it with it. But that happens. Here is an inheritance that causes every other to pale by comparison. Here is an inheritance that could not have been given to me by any other human being. Here is an inheritance that will be eternal and that will not be spent up in 6 months. Now what am I going to do? Because I share a name. Because I share a connection. Because I have a protection. I have an inheritance. Because I have an understanding. I have an inheritance. And that's what we're asking you to consider. You're not going to create that for yourself. And your goodness can't earn that. And we're asking at invitation time that you not walk away from the only thing that can give it to you. And we're asking you at invitation time to come back to that which you know is the only thing that'll give it to you. Because sometimes Christians walk off. Invitation time is inheritance claim time. And that's what we're offering through Jesus. And that's what we're asking you to claim. Well, together.